the sellers on Etsy really make money? Let's ask Tiffany, the inspiring story of a mom who left her restaurant job to create a business with her art online and in person. Welcome to Momstown 365, the daily 10-minute podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Coming up, an Etsy mom shares with us her secrets to creative success, how to overcome the common challenges creatives face, and are art fairs and farmers markets really worth it?
Okay, so let's jump right in as we always do. 10 powerful minutes goes very fast. Welcome to the show, the creative force behind one-of-a-kind designs, Tiffany Cameo. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. So honored to be here talking to you.
Oh, no, it's our honor. Thank you so much. Your designs are amazing. So first of all, tell people where they can go and see what you do.
Oh, geez. It's been a whirlwind of a year, let me tell you. So, I started doing markets back in August. And the same day I did my first craft market, I jumped into retail. And so I'm in 5 retail spaces. And all across San Diego County. So you can find me in a local niche, Mission Valley Mall and UTC Mall, beautiful location. Also Adore Boutique in Carlsbad Village. And I'm also in the Forum Shops in Adore there as well. And I just got in close to home in Hillcrest here at the Detour. And I'm going to be doing a lot of markets coming up soon, farmers markets. So fun to talk about my art, and the reception is great from everyone.
I think it's really interesting what has been happening in, like, these malls that are kind of, I won't say abandoned, but for retail shops, they're kind of reinventing how people sell and making them more accessible to not just the big box stores, like the big department stores, but also, you know, opening the malls to and storefronts to local artists and creating these collectives is very interesting.
It's so fun, you know, and like for the holidays, that's what I'm doing. I'm shopping handmade, unique gifts for my family. And now that I have a handmade business, I understand so much more what it means, you know, to get a handmade gift. It's a lot of passion and love that goes into those. So, and it's great being able to sell like that. You know, it's been a lot to learn, though. You know, it's crazy, but it's been a wild journey. Really fun.
So, Tiffany, before this segment goes so quickly, where can we find you online?
So, you want to go to my Instagram, where that has all the links to my retail spaces, what we're doing. I'm lucky because I have an amazing 15-year-old daughter who runs my social media for me.
Oh, can we borrow her?
I know. She's so great.
It's amazing.
She's not only running mine, but she's running other people's stuff, too. So, it's great. So, at oneofakind.sd. And yeah, I post daily, and I love to share all the new art that I've been making. I got a collaboration coming up soon as well with another artist. Very exciting.
So describe your art for us.
So I do resin, epoxy resin art, and it's been a lot of trial and error, but I just was fascinated by it after seeing in different art shows. You know, I didn't know what it was, it takes about 48 hours to dry once I've done it, but all my pieces are nature-inspired. So I work with dried flowers, I work with stand-in shells, I have an environmental degree, so, you know, that was important to me to make that part of my art, and you'll see it shine through, you know, and everything sparkles. Yeah, it's a lot
of fun. I love that.
I like the sparkly.
So this is all of what Momstown 365 is about, is bringing more sparkle and shine and inspiration.
Magical fairy
dust everywhere. We just love that. Love that. And so you're also on Etsy. Is that correct?
Yeah. So that's going to be one of a kind, SD, no spaces. And I do have a couple things on there right now. I'll be adding more. It's just I've been so busy with retail, you know, all this inventory moving around. And this Saturday, I'm going to be at the Imperial Beach Market. They have an artisan market there right across from the pier. It's gorgeous. It's perfect for my ocean art that I do. So, yeah, I have a lot of fun new pieces there. And then we're also doing the San Diego Made big market in Grosmont Center. It's a holiday market, 2 days on December 12th and 13th. So that's going to be a big one that we're excited about.
So, Tiffany, we had a guest on, Lynette, just this past segment, and she said the love of her business and what she was doing and what she was creating, that when she and her husband sat down with the tax guy, he looked at her like, what? You made how much?
Are you coming into that phase that your husband might say that to you, like, wow, you really did an awesome job financially?
Yeah, it is starting to get there now, finally. You know, at first it's still slow, and, you know, you might have one or two sales online, and then from there you just learn. You know, it's like nonstop research and learning, and I'm still learning. You know, I want to take a business accounting course, you know, to just get better and learn more. But, yeah, I am starting to see some profits, and the markets are the best. They really are, because I can talk about my art and what inspires me. And yeah, it just feels, it's so humbling, and just, I'm so grateful for the response that I've gotten.
Well, and I think a lot of people are afraid to, like, it can be overwhelming for a mom who thinks, oh, so no one's going to want to buy my art, or no one's going to want to buy what I actually make. But when you actually show up and you go to those first markets, and like you said, it can be slow at first, but then you start to develop a following. And I know firsthand that craft fairs and farmers markets, and even the collective, the storefront collectives that you're in the malls, there's a community around that is rooting for you. The community at large wants you to be successful.
Right.
Don't you
Absolutely.
Think?
I was super insecure in the beginning, super insecure. I didn't want to share, but, you know, I noticed people taking note of what I was doing. And yeah, it just, I learned to take risks. You know, you have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit and take those risks. You won't find the reward without doing that. You know, you got to get out there and put yourself out there and put some hard work into it, and it'll show. And just be yourself, have fun, stay positive.
Well, and you know what, Tiffany? Not everyone is going to like what I do or what Heather does or what you do. But the people that do revel in it. And we did a first segment today on nobody's going to want to buy my stuff. Because we hear that from mom creators.
Yeah.
They're worried, oh, dear. Who would ever want to buy what I created?
Well, and I think it's
so personal,
because it is personal. When you pour yourself into artwork or a craft, there's a lot of you that goes into it. And so any sense of rejection can be taken very personal. But if you're going into this as a business, you kind of have to remove yourself from that a little bit and not take it so personally. Would you
agreed.
Agree?
Agreed. Okay. Yeah, you know, you gotta, like you said, you just gotta take the, you know, you're gonna have some ups and downs, and not everybody will like what you do. So, you know, you just keep plugging away, keep moving forward. And I was insecure about my craft, and I've been working on it every day, twice a day for almost a year. And now I finally feel like I've gotten to that, you know, breaking point where I'm just like, oh, I finally got it, you know, and it'll take time to get there. It's going to take some practice, and it's not going to be perfect, but,
if
you love it.
I love what you're saying. And when Heather and I used to do this coaching program called The Big Break, and we would get moms to work with us for 4 weeks, and we were talking about this in another segment. The first week, super excited, inspired, they're on fire. Second week, they're getting down to business, the practical aspects of their business. The third week, every single mom called into the show that third week because they hit a wall. Did you hit a wall, and how'd you get over it?
Yeah, I did. You know, with COVID and everything, it was, you know, very upsetting and shocking, just like it was for everyone. And, you know, I was having some sales, and I thought, well, there it goes. You know, I'm not going to, you know, this is the end of this. And all the craft shows got canceled too, which I had signed up for too. Those were done. And I was just like, you know, just feeling down. And I started reading some personal development books, starting a routine and taking care of myself.
I love that.
And that's when it really was like, you know what? And I started getting a couple sales, and I'm like, wow, people are spending still.
Yay,
so,
Tiffany.
Yeah, it was just wonderful. Yeah.
All right. Well,
that 10 minutes goes by fast.
I know it does. It always goes. Thank you for spending time with us, Tiffany.
Thank you, ladies. Oh, it was great being
All right.
on the show.
Okay, One of a Kind Designs, Tiffany Cameo.
Momstown 365, here for you every day.